This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
We speak now to 12-year-old radio broadcaster from Alexandra, Bonolo Moatludi, who is passionate about helping kids who are less fortunate than her, despite her young age. She runs her soup kitchen, runs a weekend show on Alex FM, and is a Save the Children defender. Bonolo has been saving her school lunchbox money. Listen to that. Bonolo has been saving her school lunchbox money to buy and cook soup for the least or less fortunate in her community. She was inspired to start the soup kitchen after the local school feeding scheme in her area closed during level 5 of the national lockdown. She joins us now to talk more about her ambitions as we celebrate also Women's Month. Let me bring her into the conversation. Bonolo, hello. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Denzel, and hi to all the listeners. How are you?
Yes, and you know what? When I saw you that day, I was so impressed. And I have to say, you know, I was jealous, actually, that you were on a different show, you know, and you were on Power Zone. And I promised to bring you here, and here you are. Bonolo, let's start off like this, Bonolo. You take your pocket money, you take your lunchbox money, right? And you've decided that you need to start a soup kitchen for the less fortunate children in your area so that they can also at least have something to eat. So what makes you start and begin on that journey? Tell me what and why you would do that.
Well, I did that because sharing, since I was young, I always knew that sharing is caring.
Since you were young, you remember sharing is caring.
Yes, that sharing is caring. Mm-hmm. Plus, I'm a sharing, caring, bubbly person myself, and I knew that. And I knew that since I have 300 for my lunchbox, why can't I share with all the kids in my community?
Sure.
You know, so I knew that I can't actually give it to them personally like that, or buy them stuff like that. So I decided to make something for them to eat that they will have every week. So I didn't start it right away. I didn't just wake up and say I want to do a soup kitchen because the other one was closed.
Yeah.
So my mom and I sat down, started budgeting. We started with small packets of split peas, meat bones, bread, and the other ingredients that go in the soup. And we started inviting them little by little, and then they come. One day there were 40, the other day there were 71 of them, the others there were 10. The days they came in different numbers.
Mm. What's the biggest? What's the biggest number you've supplied soup to?
71. Mm.
When did you start?
Last year. Yes.
And you've been carrying on ever since.
Yes, this is my second annual soup kitchen this year.
Tell me about your mom.
Why?
Tell me about your mom, because obviously when you need to go to your mom and you say, listen, mom, I'm going to use the money that you give me for the lunchbox and I'm going to go and do this. Your mom has to agree. And you also said you grew up in a household where you believe sharing is caring. Tell me about your mom.
Yes, my mom was first like, are you serious? And then I was like, yes. Then she started saying, okay, before we start doing all this, let's go to the shops first and let's check how much these ingredients actually
are. Yeah, like an adult would do, right?
Yes, because you can't just say, let's go and buy and make and give like that. We need to budget first.
Uh-huh.
So we went to the supermarkets to check how much the small bags were first, and then we compared with the big bag, and then we compared with all the ingredients and compared with how much we actually had.
Mm-hmm.
And then the day I opened it, I was so nervous, but it all went well. Even, you know, there was actually a demand for me to open again, and I told them, like, this isn't a winter meal for us. It's actually food that we eat every day, so you can't close. You need to open.
Mm.
So I'm like, okay, I'll open as soon as possible because I actually had a once-off sponsor from AGT and Norox. It was a once-off thing. And the money is also running out, so I can't actually run it all the time because I don't have a current sponsor such as yet. and the money's running out. Now I need to use it for other things for myself now.
Mm. Also, you've got to take care of yourself as well, right?
Mm.
So what do you need then to carry on and run your soup kitchen and be able to feed children and just to be able to just give them something that you have and you're lucky to have and you've noticed that they don't have? What is it actually then that you actually need to be able to continue with your soup kitchen?
Well, for the soup kitchen, what I need, the list is really long, but all donations are really appreciated though.
Mm. Mm. So it's donations, but apart from donations, what could people potentially bring for you? What do you need that goes with the soup kitchen?
Clothes for the kids, clothes and shoes for the kids who actually need them.
Okay, do you run your soup kitchen from the home, from the house?
Yes.
Let me ask you this: how many days a week do you run your soup kitchen?
Twice a week.
So children come from across the neighborhood twice a week to your house. It's to your house, right?
Yes.
Come twice a week to your house where you would feed them and give them a meal.
Yes.
Okay. Wow. Now let's talk about this interesting aspect of where you're also a newsreader and you're a presenter like myself. On Alex FM, tell me how that came about. How did you knock on the door of Alex FM and say, "Hey, listen, I think you need me"?
Well, it all started during the lockdown, COVID-19 lockdown.
Sure.
When I was actually playing with my doll, so I took my phone and did a video of my doll. Took a video of myself with my doll doing a weather forecast because
doing a weather forecast.
Yes, I was actually so bored. I was watching the news. And I was actually interested in how the people do the weather and all that. So I decided, hey, why can't I do this myself? So I took my doll, gave it a nice little name, Miss Drizzlepuss, and then did a weather forecast.
Mm.
After showing my mom, she laughed a bit, and then I was like, hey, I better show this to people. She put it on Facebook like, hey, this one is bored, hey? Others were like, yeah, but she's very creative. And then others were like, no, she's not bored. She actually has a talent. Contact these radio stations. This child has a talent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then. So she contacted a few radio stations. We came across SAYDFM, which is now currently YDFM,
right,
which I'm now the managing director of.
Say that again?
Which I'm now the managing director of.
And how old are you?
I'm 13.
Wow. Listen to that. Just repeat that for all the listeners. Tell them what you are the managing director of.
I am the managing director of YDFM and I am 13 years old.
And what does YDFM do?
News development. Mm.
Wow. Okay. So
it's a radio station. It's an online radio station.
And when is it? And where would I be able to find it? If I just Google it and I'll find it.
Yes, it's an online radio station.
And when is it on?
All the time.
What kind of content do you have on your radio station, Miss Managing Director?
We're talking about kids and the problems that are also influencing them. Sort of like what I do at Alex FM as well.
Okay. Now let's talk about what you do at Alex FM. I'm understanding that you read the news there too and that you also you have a slot on Alex FM.
Yes. Our slot is called the Amplifiers and we're on air from 9 to 10 in the morning on Saturdays.
From 9 till 10? Let's repeat that. From 9 till 10 on Saturdays.
From 9 to 10 in the morning on Saturdays.
Right. What do you talk about?
We talk about the problems influencing the youth and young people, teenage pregnancy, bullying, Child Protection Week, and all of that as well.
Why do you think that's important?
It's actually important because you need to inform our peers and other people as well about the importance of Child Protection Week, Earth Day, bullying, teenage pregnancy, so they can be aware of all of this and its impact.
15 minutes to the top of the hour. We're speaking, of course, to 12-year-old radio broadcaster from Alexandra Bonolo Mothludi. who is passionate about helping kids who are in less fortunate positions than herself. And despite her young age, which is now 13, she runs her soup kitchen, runs a weekend show on Alex FM, and is a Save the Children defender as well. And now you've also heard she's the MD of her own online radio station. And of course, then all those responsibilities that come from Alex FM as well. Tell me about your school life and what you do and you know how you're doing at school. Tell me what your teachers think about it.
They're very proud of me that I'm doing radio and all of this. And
say
I'm
that again, Bonala. They're proud of you?
They're actually proud of me because I'm doing radio and everything.
Yeah.
Yes, and I'm a learner representative at my school.
Okay. What do your friends think about, you know, all the things that you're doing? I mean, they must be watching you doing all of these things. I don't assume they're doing the same things. What are they saying to you?
They're very happy and they're proud of me and they're so happy to be my friends. Like, for example, today, two of my classmates, when they saw me coming into the class, mm-hmm. they opened my chair for me. They were like, queen of Radio SM. I was so wow. I was so shocked. And when we were doing the CMS project and the teacher was like, pick a group leader, they all shouted, Bonala's the group leader. They all pointed to me. They're like, I'm the group leader. I'm like, are you guys sure? They're like, yes, because they know I'm neat with my schoolwork and I'm tidy. Mm. And they know I'm the learner representative. It is such a nice feeling to have that at school, you know?
How does that feel? How does that just make you like, you know, like feel? What does it feel like to know that, you know, already now your friends and your colleagues and your classmates and all the other people at school are treating you that way and also have this, you know, high esteem, you know, attitude towards you?
It is so overwhelming. It is amazing. It is a nice feeling. I feel really appreciated and it's very nice because it also helps me avoid peer pressure and all this other thing. It's a very amazing feeling. Really, it is. Mm.
Talking about peer pressure, what do you think, you know, the new threats to young people are out there today? You know, there's various kind of things that are happening. It's a dangerous world. And you did speak about, you know, earlier on, you said, you know, on the radio station, you talk about teenage pregnancies mm-hmm. and all about that. What do you think as a young person, right, that the young people of today have to face? What kind of threats are there that they have to face today?
That are there for them to face. It's also substance abuse,
right,
bullying, and peer pressure, and the other issues as well. I think the peer pressure is actually because of them wanting to fit in. They wouldn't do things that wouldn't make them comfortable unless they feel pressured or forced to do it just to fit in and be like the other kids and to mm-hmm. feel accepted. So actually, I'm very grateful that I'm actually accepted so nicely because I'm avoiding so much.
Sure. What do you want to be one day? If you know, you're looking at, you know, doing all the stuff already, what do you want to do one day? Have you thought about that?
Yes. When I grow up, I want to be a doctor for animals.
What do you mean when you're grown up? You're already grown up. You're doing all of these things.
Oh, thank you, Denzel. But when I grow up, I want to be a doctor for animals, which is a veterinarian.
Sure. And why?
Because I always had a love for animals.
Okay. Any particular animals?
Puppies, kittens, birds.
Okay, just animals in general, right? And
yes.
Okay, love for animals.
And I also want to continue doing radio, maybe as a hobby, but also I want to do two of them. I want to do both. I don't want to give up on anything.
Mm. You don't want to give up on anything?
Mm.
Why not the presidency of the country? why would you not want to do that? I mean, since you're doing a bit of everything, why not just say, you know what? I don't think this guy's doing a pretty good job at it. You know, I could do better.
Thank you, Denzel. That is such a nice compliment. But I think the presidency is a bit busy right now because of all this corruption and everything. It needs someone to clear it all out and then someone to lead properly.
But and yeah, it seems like you know what needs to be done, clear it all up and then lead properly. So, you know, I mean, you've already decided what's wrong, so you might as well just say, you know, I think I'm the right person to fix it.
Yeah.
Okay. Letlokhonolo, I've got some people who want to talk to you. Let's go to Bonolo. Letlokhonolo?
Yes, I'm there, Mr. Taylor.
Yes, how are you, sir?
Good evening to you and your guest, Bonolo, my dear friend. Uh-huh. I've been following here quite some time.
Sure.
Maloka. I think she co-hosted a show with her.
Yeah.
The last time, yes.
Yeah, she did, and that's where I bumped into her.
Yes, so I would like to thank the power. This is the first time I called to your show, Mr. Taylor. It's the first time I called.
You know, Letlokhonolo, I'm going to take you on about that.
Yes.
I have to bring Bonolo onto my show so that you can call.
More often, no. So it's a matter of saying, what can I say? I was at least the next show I'm at work, but next show I'm able to call in and participate in. But
absolutely.
I guess the plans goes all along.
What is it about Bonolo that you know makes you so impressed about her?
I feel so evenly small. I'm in my mid 20s age.
Yeah.
Like I feel like I should go back and rewrite my life, review myself. But we have a lot of things in common. Even myself and the family, I think we're doing the very same thing, indirectly so.
Yeah.
I'm a very kind person. We're not just doing the most what I feel. I think there's what I'm saying, things in common. Bonolo, are you there?
She's there.
Yes. How are you, yes. Mr. Bonolo?
I'm fine, and you? And anyway, I'm from Mamelodi Naumat. Yes. It's just a big township near Nassau and Soweto, though, yes. And what you are doing, Bonolo, is what I also want to do, but I cannot. Even now, I can say I'm at work. I'm still finding my feet. But when I'm at this age, Bonolo, South Africa has to be like pleased and like be pleasant to enough to have such a leader. Already, we vouched for you even the last show. Remember the guy who said he must go for presidency?
Sure. Letlokhonolo, I'm going to leave it there because I have to also go to Nhlanhla in Mamelodi West. Nhlanhla?
How are you, Mr. Denzel?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm fine. Bonolo, she's doing a great job. And uh-huh. I wish her all the best. She's still young.
Uh-huh.
She's got a bright future ahead of her. You could see the classmates are choosing her to be a group leader.
Yeah.
One day... In fact, she's a millionaire. She's a millionaire in process.
Yeah, no, she's brilliant.
Thank you so much.
She is so brilliant. She must follow her dream. She must listen to her parents. She must listen to her heart, to her soul, and her mind. All the best. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Nhlanhla.
Thank
let's
you
go
so
to,
much.
Let's go back to Letlokhonolo and in Mamelodi this time. Letlokhonolo?
I'm going nowhere.
Yes. And Bonolo is going nowhere as well.
Yeah. She's going places.
Mm.
She's a very restless that the world needs.
She's a rare breed.
And, the rare breed that the world needs. And as her name says, Bonolo, I think she is... That's a very, very lean leader for the law. The name says it all, Bonolo. And I hope and trust that she is, as her name says, Bonolo.
Sure.
And God grant her all the blessings that she can get. And I know before the end of this day, she will be receiving calls for sponsors.
Sure. Thank you, Letlokhonolo. Bonolo,
thank you so much.
Bonolo, here's a question.
I really appreciate it.
Bonolo, here's a question. So, yes. So people who are phoning in and supportive, what do they need to do to contact you, and how do they need to contact you so that they can, if they need to participate and help and contribute, and if there's a sponsor out there, how do they get hold of you?
Well, actually, I'm kind of busy with school stuff at the moment, so they can contact my mom on 082.
No, 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 don't give the cell phone number. Is there anything else that they can use? Is there? Okay, let's give the cell phone number out. What is that cell phone number?
They can contact my mom on 082.
Right.
763-0092. I'll repeat, it's 082.
Yes, repeat it for me.
763-0092.
And that's your mum's cell phone number.
Yes, and if they can't reach her there, they can get her on 067.
Yeah.
087.
Yeah.
4997.
4997.
Yes.
So what is it? I mean, last time when I heard you also talking about what you need, you were talking about, you know, you could put the soup together and everything else, but you also needed a bread sponsor. I really heard you saying last time around, you know, if we could also just get a bread sponsor, somebody who makes bread, or if there was a bakery that could just also give us bread, because you were telling me how much bread people actually take and people use, and how much bread you actually, you know, have to give out on that particular day.
Yes, if I could find a bread sponsor, that would be amazing, because I really don't judge the kids. They can take as many slices as they want. So it really chows down on the loaves quickly, and some kids arrive and they don't get any bread. So a bread sponsor would also really be nice.
Mm. Bonolo, when do you start your soup kitchen again? I mean, you're at school now. So when do you want to start again, and how are you going to operate?
Well, if there's money, I do it every Saturday.
Okay. Bonolo, I wish you well. I mean, it's a pity we couldn't be in studio, but of course you have to be in school, and it's, of course, late. Tell your mother, you know, from us, she's raising a stunning person there with all the stuff already. Don't give up on radio. Don't give up on radio. You know, radio will bite you, and you won't be able to get rid of it. And, you know, it's something that once you start with, you begin to love so much that, you know, maybe radio would be your career. I don't want you to give up on your dream of being a veterinarian, but, you know, don't give up on the idea of radio too.
Yes, I won't. And quickly, before you let me go, I'll be actually serving patients at the local clinic tea and bread or coffee.
Okay, hold on. You're going to be serving patients at the local clinic tea and bread and coffee.
Yes.
When is this?
Next week, Saturday.
Next week, Saturday.
Yes.
And what clinic is that?
The clinic here at 8th Avenue Clinic here at my township, Alexandra.
So in Alex, at 8th Avenue, the clinic there, you'll be serving tea, coffee, and bread to patients.
Yes.
Wow. Do we have that applause?
Thank you, Denzel.
Bonolo, it's been an absolute pleasure. Really, really nice talking to you. I'm also one of those people who's going to be watching your career, following you around. And you know what? You're really an inspiration. You're a positive person. You're doing all the right things. At this age already, at the age of 13, you're making such a difference in the lives of, you know, your friends and your schoolmates and, you know, just children around you, you know, and there needs to be recognition for that. So absolutely well done. Keep up the good work. Don't give up on it. Stay positive and look after your school work as well, right? Don't give up on that too, right?
Thank you, and don't
ignore that. Good night.
Good night to the listeners as well.
Ah, Bonolo. Yes, good night to the listeners as well. She knows exactly how to sign off as a radio presenter as well. Bonolo Moathludi, our little radio presenter and activist and what did she say? Managing director of her own radio station. And you can Google it and find it. And she will be there. And there are so many ands with Bonolo. And she is on Alex FM. She reads the news. And also on Alex FM, she presents her own show. And then, of course, now, that last little dip in there, they're going to be providing tea, coffee, and bread and sandwiches at the local clinic on Saturday.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.